Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. 1 Peter 2:7, unto you, therefore, who believe, Jesus is precious. That is a great word, precious, for it means the preciousness. That means when in Jesus, or because of Jesus, through who he is, we who believe reckon him to be precious. We cannot, in other words, calculate all that has to do with the Lord Jesus. He is filled with riches and treasures. He is precious. Why is it, therefore, that people put him in the back row of the church and make the church all about believers and make the church all about us and our needs and how we can have a better this and the better that and the better the other thing? Oh, away with such folly and nonsense. To we who believe, he is precious. He, the Lord Jesus, should have the preeminence. He'll have it in glory. He's the center of glory. He's the center of eternity. He is precious. You know, Peter tells us that he's precious. And by faith we see that he's precious. You see, if Jesus has captivated our hearts, then he's precious to us. For true faith takes us right out of ourselves and makes us one with Christ. And true faith always takes us away from ourselves and our condition and focuses our attention on the Lord Jesus. And by faith we see that it was his love for you and his love for the Father that led him to the cross. And there at the cross, he by himself purged our sins. He is precious. And Peter tells us that he's precious, but he didn't tell us how precious, nor could he. And none of us can compute the value of God's unspeakable gift. Words cannot set forth the preciousness of the Lord Jesus to his people. But here's what we can say. We can say, it's a privilege to be called his friend. You know, a lot of us are name droppers. We like to boast about knowing famous people. Hey, there's no one more famous than Jesus, and he's our friend. I'm from Ireland, as you know, and I'm from a wee village called Maharaa, and back in the old days in Maharaa, we had a man called Tommy Walkinshaw, and Tommy had become a bit of a celebrity because in his young days, he'd gone over to England, lived there for a while, and whilst there, he had seen the King of England, met him, and the King had spoken to him. And, you know, the word went out in our wee village, oh, there's Tommy Walkinshaw. Now, this is before I was born, but the story is handed down. There's Tommy Walkinshaw. Oh, you know, he saw the King. Oh, not only that, the King spoke to him. Oh, yes, and he became the man in our village, the man to whom the King of England, George V, had spoken. And later on in his life, a few young lads said to him, Tommy, tell us about that. Nobody had ever asked him about the event and all his years. He said, what happened? He says, well, I was in the park and the King of England came through the park with his entourage and he spoke to you. Yeah, what did he say? He told me to get out of his way. Well, I'll tell you something. You know a king who will never tell you to get out of his way. His name is Jesus, and he's precious, and he's exalted on high, and he's ruling and reigning in the cosmos, and he saves to the uttermost all who come to God by him, and he welcomes us to come and talk to him, and he'll speak words of health and help to us, and that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.